restaurants may have to pay more to stay on Zomato. Zomato's new fee for restaurants.
Nyani AI tackles India's voice tech challenges.
IT veterans snap up top GCC jobs.
Blinkit dark store in Pune flagged for food safety violations.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Good evening, Bhavya.
Hey, Chandra. Hi. First up, let's check what's happening inside Zomato or Eternal. Looks like they're tweaking their model again to improve order margins. And this time, they've introduced something called a long-distance fee for restaurants.
So if you're a restaurant, delivering orders beyond 4 kilometers just got more expensive. Eternal will now charge restaurants rupees 20 per order for deliveries between 4 to 6 kilometers. And if the distance crosses 6 kilometers, that jumps to rupees 40 per order.
Yes, but smaller orders as of now, which is under rupees 150, get a little relief because there's no extra charges up to 6 kilometers. Well, go beyond that though, and the rupees 40 fee kicks in regardless of the order value.
Right. For now, customers won't feel the pinch because these fees are only for restaurant partners. But we never know how long before that changes.
Exactly. Also, restaurants are a bit miffed about this. Some told Money Control that this could discourage them from accepting faraway orders altogether.
But this comes at a time when Rapido 2 is getting ready to enter the food delivery space. And remember, Zepto Cafe 2 has been trying to prove their mettle here in competition with Zomato and Swiggy. But speaking of the Eternal universe, now Zomato's quick commerce arm Blinkit 2 is in the news, but not for a good reason.
Yes, so the Maharashtra Food and Drug Administration flagged one of the Blinkit's dark stores in Pune for operating without a food safety license. Now, the store was found distributing packaged food while the license was still pending approval.
That's not all. Inspectors also found unhygienic conditions, food particles on the floor, and workers handling food without proper gear. Not the best look for a company that's India's top quick commerce player.
Yes, now this comes as Blinkit has been rapidly expanding its dark store network to keep up with 10-minute deliveries.
Right. Now, in a formal notice, the Joint Commissioner of Food has directed the operator to immediately halt all food-related operations in this area. And they've also warned of legal action if this directive is violated. So let's wait and see on what comes next. Well, now let's head to Bengaluru, where Gnani.ai, if you recall, was one of the startups that was chosen by Meti to build India's foundational model 2 weeks back. Now, we understand that they are working on something pretty futuristic, a real-time, voice-first, multilingual AI model with emotional intelligence.
Sounds fancy, Chandra, but here's why it really matters. Traditional voice AIs have this annoying lag. You speak, it transcribes, it processes, then it speaks back. Now, that delay kills the experience for a user.
Now, Nyani is cutting out the middle steps with what they call a fused architecture. Speech recognition and language understanding happen together, which means near instant responses.
Yes, they are also trying to embed emotional intelligence so the AI can actually sense frustration, urgency, or calmness in your voice. Now, think customer care calls that don't make you want to scream. And Donyani isn't new to this. The company has been collecting voice samples from across India since 2016, long before Gen AI even became a buzzword.
So this could be a big win for sectors like healthcare and support, where real-time human-like responses are critical. Now, switching gears, GCC or Global Capability Centers are becoming the new hunting ground for Indian IT's top leaders.
That's true, Chandra. Remember when GCCs were mostly seen as back-end support hubs? Looks like not anymore. They're now handling high-stakes enterprise-wide transformations and even becoming second headquarters for global firms.
According to Unearth Insight, about 14% of top GCC roles in the past 3 years have gone to leaders with over 2 decades of IT experience. Looks like the GCC talent game has seriously leveled up.
Yes, so former IT heads are getting hired for leadership positions like country heads, AI and engineering chiefs, and even top HR roles. Now, it's not just lateral hires. Many leaders are also getting promoted globally within the GCC network as well.
India now hosts over 1,700 GCCs, employing close to 2 million people. That's a huge footprint. And with the AI wave, this is only set to grow.
Yes, and finally, some cheer for fintechs. The Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, surprised everyone with a 50 basis point repo rate cut, bringing it down to 5.5%, and most fintechs are more than happy about this.
This is great news, especially for lending-focused fintechs that have been struggling with high funding costs and tight liquidity for the past year or so. Many of these fintechs serve the unsecured lending space, small personal loans, BNPL products, and credit cards. With lower rates, they can now offer more attractive credit products.
Yes, interestingly, fintechs have been dealing with a deposit crunch lately, partly because a lot of public savings have been flowing into the equity markets. Now, with cheaper money in the system, things might start picking up.
That's true, but some fintech players also caution that this could just be a short-term boost and may not really move the needle when it comes to large-ticket loans. So it's a bit of a wait and watch to see how fintechs actually ride this wave.
Well, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startups team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.